producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen Good Day program. Listening to Jennifer Horn may prove to be a beneficial experience on your part. Then there's Rich McFadden. Listening to him may also prove to be either beneficial or hazardous to your health.
More of a toss-up.
Figure it out. Kenny Kessler is here as well. Our thought and motivating movements in our head of the day. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Isn't it, though? All of the discussion about climate change and the trees dying and who's doing what, a lot of hooting and hollering at the conference in Paris. And some of the things they've said have been pretty legitimate, pretty right on. But you'll pardon me if I don't get too concerned, given the fact the planet is 4.5 billion years old, and it has been through a cycle of change constantly since it was. I don't even understand why people don't. Yeah, are there things going on that are not good, not desirable? Absolutely. Are there things we ought to be more conscious of when it comes to thinking about our fellow man and not being so selfish? Absolutely. But is it the end of the world? No. So, you understand nature. I have, as a farmer all my life, have been very close to nature, love being close to nature, and think I have a perspective on it that's relatively sane versus some of the stuff that comes out of some of these people who have some of the craziest ideas about how to fix the problem that nature is going to fix. Whether you fix it or you don't fix it, nature will take care of nature. Mother Earth will, one way or another, purge the things that are bad and recreate something that's good. That's what's happened.
You know what what drives me, I'm curious about.
I hope it doesn't drive you crazy, Richie. Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay.
But the benchmark,
he's already halfway there.
The benchmark they're using for success at these climate talks is being able to hold warming to 2 degrees Celsius over, I don't know what amount of time.
Who came up with that equation?
But the scientists.
Those scientists.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you? That's like, it seems to me almost an impossible task.
Well, so look at the EPA. Ask Volkswagen or all the other car manufacturers.
Yeah, but why wouldn't
whether
you
it's impossible to do what they want to do
on air quality.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
as opposed to 2 degrees Celsius.
The two theories that this is either naturally occurring, which is what I tend to believe, because I think climate shifts like in cycles, or what people at the summit believe is that a lot of it is man-made. Oh. And I mean, that kind of
either
or. Shift.
Yeah, it's either or. Not either or. It's a little of both. Okay, a quote of the day today: Valencia.
Orange juice?
Valencia.
No, it's an Instagram filter.
Yes, it is.
That
and too. It is also one of the trending baby names for this year.
New please.
Valencia.
Yeah. I have a piece of trivia for you guys.
Do you?
In what show was the town of Valencia primarily featured? Like prime real estate.
Couldn't tell you.
Yes, you can.
I can?
How's the Married Wives of Beverly?
No. Come on, Ken. I'm going to go to you. You know this one.
No, I don't.
Valencia is a town north of Los Angeles.
Right.
It's a planned community, and it was the target of a very large coordinated terrorist attack on like season 5, 6, or 7. I can't remember of 24. Come on, you guys.
Yes, now I get it. I haven't gotten that far. I'm kind of stuck on season 3 at the moment.
Get it together.
Yeah. Okay. Our thought for the day today, speaking of getting it together, Richard Branson got it together big time. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go do it. Yes, the difficult conversations that we have to have as adults oftentimes are overlooked, ignored, put off, whatever. You can't. It's all fear-based thinking. When you don't approach a problem and deal with it in a positive way, it's making whatever the problem is worse. So you got. I just found a book about actually decided to take a class in having difficult discussions. There's a way in which, and it's not confrontation. See, the big problem is that people think that if you're having a difficult conversation, it's a confrontation. No, it's just a difficult. It's not easy. But if you're an adult, you got to have the conversations. Like every once in a while, Richie, you and I have an adult conversation.
Yes, we do.
And every once in a while, I don't think I've ever had an adult conversation with you, Jennifer. No, that didn't sound right.
We have adult conversations, I think, quite a bit.
He's talking about difficult conversations.
I didn't. That sounded. That wasn't at all.
Not dirty conversations.
What I
what
thought.
That?
No, that wasn't. Kenny, you and I have had adult conversations.
1-900-Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you'd like to send nasty emails to Doug, copy me at doug7.com.
Yada, yada, yada.
They're my favorite.
Yada, 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 yada. Okay. So,
I like the ones that say, dear Jennifer, you're my favorite.
Right.
Love, Mom.
Love, Mom. Right. The climate change thing makes me think about one more item, and then we're going to pause for a moment because Steve Wiseman is going to join us to talk about the Freddie Gray trial. The Marshall Islands out in the Pacific, they were very important. The islands were very important to our strategy during World War II.
Yep.
So therefore, the residents became sort of, the islands are protectorates, kind of like Guam, Richie. Same.
Isn't Guam part of the Marshall Island chain? I think it is.
It depends on how you, it's separated. It's not like, I think Samoa is, there's some other islands there. But there, I think when we think of the Marshall Islands, we always sort of think about a group of islands together. But yeah, you're right. And all these islands are being inundated by rising sea levels. So now, the United States has said that we will allow anybody who lives on these islands that can't, their houses have been washed away because they're on the shore, or the islands are going to sink, or whatever, they're all going to come to the United States. They can emigrate to the U.S. if you want. You would be welcome here. Come at your own expense, but you'll be able to come as if you were American citizens. And people say, well, if you're letting them in, how come? No, it's not the same at all as people who come here illegally. The Marshall Islands were very important to us in World War II, and those people have earned, or their families, I think, have earned consideration. They were not really willing. They weren't volunteers. We took them over. It was one of those land grab deals. I think that goes back to sometime in the 1990s. Look, maybe you guys take a quick look, Kenny, will you?
So 1,156 islands in the Marshall Islands chain.
But when did we take them over? It was after World War One, but I can't remember. And it was strictly strategic. That's what happened. You look it up, Richie. In the meantime,
I'll look it up here for you.
We'll make way for Steve Wiseman. He's going to discuss with us the Freddie Gray trial in Baltimore next year on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with happy place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Nasty. All right, 16 to change, almost 17 after the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with one of those names. His father's real name was Yankovic. But because he was smart and he found his son to be very smart, they changed their name to the Wisemans, and therefore he is, as a lawyer, college professor, very wise, and he's very measured when it comes to a lot of the legal events that confront us. This Freddie Gray trial, where do you expect this is going to go, given the fact that the city has pretty much fallen apart? As a result of this, there's no law. It's like the Wild West there. There's no law enforcement. That's got nothing to do with the trial. Although once the trial is over and the police are dealt with one way or another, do things straighten out in Baltimore, you think, Steve?
Ultimately, you know, you have to have some hope, or you just give in to, as you said, the kind of Wild West mentality. It is kind of interesting that the officer that they're choosing to put on trial first is an African American officer, because there are six officers that are going to be tried separately. It also is interesting that the judge did not agree to take the trial out of the city, and it may have been more for political reasons than anything else. Because the argument of the defense lawyers was, how are you going to find people that don't have strong opinions on this? As a matter of fact, there were people who were initially in the jury pool that have been arrested by these police or victims of crime in Baltimore. So it's I was surprised how quick the jury selection has gone. They questioned about 150 people in the first 2 days, and as we start today, they're about ready to impanel that jury and make the opening statements.
Didn't the judge say it's going to be over? This trial will be first over by December 17th.
Yep.
How does he predict that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, he has an idea. He has a witness list, because all of the participants in this, the prosecution and the defense, have to provide their list to the judge. But it is kind of interesting. How do you make that kind of a prediction? But judges, generally, they're never wrong in their own courtroom. I remember being in a trial, and some lawyer just lost it. He said, "Judge, you can't do that," and the judge, with a smirk, leaned forward, pulled on his robe, and said, "You see this? This says I can. You don't like it? Go somewhere else."
No. Well, can't you appeal when those sort of things happen? Yeah, you can do that. But
you can. But, you know, what will happen with the city, I think the best thing that will happen out of this trial will be a public airing of what happened with measured responses and testimony in favor by the prosecution and the defense, because the media in so many of these cases inflames, sometimes with legitimate facts, as we saw out in Chicago, where it took a reporter using the Freedom of Information Act to get the video released. Other times, as very much with the situation of Michael Brown, reporting hearsay that ended up being wrong. So I'm kind of glad that this will be a good public trial to see what happened.
News media is the culprit in most of our problems. And well, how do we sue them? Let's sue the news media. How often does that happen, by the way?
Well, you know, interesting enough, Jameis Winston, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, threatened to sue CNN if they put on a documentary last week that had the allegations that he was a rapist.
Yeah, did they put it on?
They put it on, and so far he hasn't sued.
Yeah, okay. There may be something called guilt attached to that. Thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a good day.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Hold on a minute.
No.
What?
It's a problem. I say, since we're doing all Christmas music now, we have to change the ha ha ha.
The ho ho ho.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
That was fun. Three Christmas songs now being played. Different artists, of course. They have one particular thing in common, other than that they're Christmas songs.
And this one could be done because Rich just figured it out all on his own.
Yes, he was a big boy and figured it all out. So if he can do it, anybody can. 888-302-3684. If you can answer the question, what do these songs have in common, you'll win a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, which is called Mannheim Steamroller 3040. I thought that was last year's. Is this new? What am I?
No, this is live.
Oh, this is the live one. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to last year's edition, which was dead. All right. You get a canister of Mannheim Steamrollers, one of a kind cinnamon hot chocolate mix, which people say is yum, yum, yum. Hooray for Josh Groban. He starts the set off with Believe.
When it seems the magic slipped away.
Number one hit from 2004.
Find it all. Again on Christmas.
He performed the song with Beyoncé at the Academy Awards that year. Won a Grammy. Followed this up with a Christmas album in 2007. It was actually the best-selling album of the entire year. Josh Groban in Believe. Right. So that's song number one on our list. Second of the three songs is by Mavis Staples. From 1989, the song's called Christmas Vacation. Actually, this song hasn't really ever been officially released. There's been a lot of people arguing about who owns it and where the money goes. Does it belong to Prince and Rick? It's a good song, huh?
Prince. It was recorded on his label, and then he folded the label and put everything in the vault.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That is so interesting.
How about that? Okay, so let's see. Your first one is Believe by Josh Groban in our three set. Mavis Staples, Christmas Vacation, second in our three set. And now here's Billy Mack. My God, what a great song.
My favorite.
This is Bill Nye.
That's a great movie.
The character that he plays. And the movie itself is just nothing but superb, actually.
That's why he's not really singing and he's kind of talking it.
Right, yeah.
Because it was a movie thing.
Yeah, right. This was the Trog song, Love Is All Around Us. It was a big hit in 1967. This, however, came from 2003. Christmas is all around us. What, Kenny, you decided not to use his real name, but the name he had in the movie for this.
Right.
Alright, so I could listen to this whole thing. What is the matter with you people the last couple of days? This is something that you should be able to figure out, right? It's not that difficult. Josh Groban, hello, think for a second.
That's Stumper.
Mavis Staples, Chris Wilde. You think this is Stumper? Or,
I think the first one is the
Josh Groban song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard one.
Really?
But, I mean, this
Wasn't
song,
it in the train movie?
This song and then this song. Where do you know them from?
That's it. So I have to know.
Where do you know them from?
Got a few seconds. Let's get going here. All right, let me try Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So what do these songs have in common?
They were all in a movie.
What kind of movies?
Christmas movies?
Yay!
That was the hard part, Amy.
Yeah, they're all Christmas movies. Polar Express, Christmas Vacay, and Love Actually.
Polar.
But you have not. Have you seen Love Actually, Amy?
No.
Oh, get it. Rent it, and watch it. 28 After on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on the occasional car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet-friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes a day, listen to the radio, and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand, the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thedougstephan.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Good day. Let it go, Douglas. Hey, Richie, it's 34. Actually, it's 33 after the hour. And then some Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The generous Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What do you say if you have an animal lover friend or you're an animal lover yourself? I am. And most of my good friends feel the same way about animals as I do. That's one of the things that makes us friends. So the country that is public enemy number one today, leadership in Japan, okayed the sending of a fleet of ships to kill over 300 whales. The people who are animal preservationists, that's the right word, right?
Why? Animal, what's the reason?
There is no reason. They say that it's something that the International Court went after them for last year, so they changed the name. Japan says the whaling is for scientific research. But that isn't really what it's all about. It's illegal hunting.
It's for sushi.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's for.
And the oil.
Yep, oil and sushi. So whether anybody can do anything about this or not, this is the weakness of the International Court, because they don't really have any teeth. What are you going to do, go out and sink some Japanese ships that are whaling? Well, how are you going to stop them?
Have you seen the images of whaling before? It's so disgusting.
Awful. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. And if you talk about disgusting, the trailer for the Moby Dick movie is disgusting as well. The whole movie, that movie needs to be boycotted. What a disgusting piece of crap.
Well, it's Opie. Opie Cunningham directed that movie.
I don't care.
It's got to be great.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like the way they portray the whale and the way the whole thing is just scary and ugh. Anyway, so
it looks amazing.
Yeah,
on the big screen.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
gosh.
The thing that I remember or I'm sort of wondering about, there was never a response, was there, from Japan about all those the little boats with dead bodies that have been washing up on the shore there, about 12, 13, 14 boats in the last month or so from North Korea. Fishing boats.
North Korea.
Wow. People are trying to escape from North Korea. Wouldn't you want to get out of North Korea, Richie, if you were there?
I would. It's just there's not much of a history of it, and that's why they're wondering why.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a pretty dangerous trip, especially this time of year. The weather is wild there, and we all know it's been the worst season for Pacific storms in a long, long time. Hurricanes over there are much worse this year than we had here on the Atlantic side. Very, very dangerous. So let's focus. I don't know whether you think this is good or not. I'm just passing. You don't know, or you don't think it's good?
I don't think it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark
tell me what it is.
Zuckerberg.
Oh, this is good.
From
he's so fickle. This guy is so fickle over here.
This guy's not Zuckerberg. This guy is McFadden. Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg is what, 29? How old is he? 30?
He's going to be early 30s. Let's at least put him in his 30s.
Yeah. He's going to give 90-some-odd percent of his wealth to charity. And he wants to do it during his lifetime.
31.
He's 31, okay. Mm-hmm. So here's a kid who came up, whether you agree he came up with the idea or not, or whether it was a consortium. If you saw the movie or you read the book, you think he's nothing but a scumbag because he stole the idea from his friends. Whether he did or he didn't, they get plenty of dough out of it. Not as much as he's got.
He made it work.
He made it work. And so now he's joining a lot of other Silicon Valley billionaires who are not doing what the older guys do, like Warren Buffett. He and Bill Gates have decided they're going to give X amount of money to various charitable concerns, but they do it after they die, or most of them have. In this case, Zuckerberg says, okay, we'll start now doing things with our money that will help the country or help the lives of people around the world. So that's good. What's wrong with that? I said this earlier. I think that we have those of us who have made a buck or two, and we think, oh, it's priorities. It's what you want to do with it. You ought not to be told. See, the government tries to engineer what you do with your money by giving tax breaks for certain things, which is wrong. If you're going to give to a charity, it ought to. You've heard me tell you this story before. I've had Jennifer underscore it yesterday again with the discussion of Planned Parenthood, but that was just a catalyst for talking about all of the things the government supports that are 501c3s, that they have no business. I don't know why somebody hasn't taken that to Supreme Court, by the way, because there's no business, nothing to justify
in the charity business.
No.
I think they should make it extra incentivized for us to privately fund what we're interested in.
Instead of 50%, make it 100% deduction. That's what you do to keep your charities going.
I just think that makes perfect sense. You stop spending my money in ways I don't want, but give me credit for spending it in good ways.
Bill Gates, on this date in 1998, gave $100 million to the program was Appropriate Technology in Health. And what it did was work on diseases in developing countries. So, you know, that kind of stuff is good. Nothing wrong with any of that. I'm all for it. These guys made a lot of money. They're entitled to it. They figured it out. So it should be their giveaway. It shouldn't be the government extracting money from them to give to things that we don't all agree on. And that's really what it is. It's an extraction. It's extortion. That's really what it is. Extortion for politicians to take care of their favorite charities. And once again, look at who's giving. Is no prohibition for charities to give money as contributions to campaigns, is there? I don't think there is. Even if there is, if there's a prohibition of doing it for the charity itself, the leadership of the charity can certainly give money to whomever they want. And I think that's why you see certain consideration. It was very obvious in the Bush administration, the second Bush administration, when they had those, what did they call them? Those faith-based charities or something. Mm-hmm. What a load of garbage that was. Oof, man.
I see, I like that.
I don't. Contradictory. What are you talking about? You like it? You just said you agreed with us that we shouldn't give any money to charities.
It was the government.
It was the government promoting or pushing you to give to charities. It wasn't the government taking your money.
No, it was not. The faith-based charities, no. The government money went to them. Uh-uh. NGOs, I don't think you got the right spin on that.
Look it up. Go ahead.
All right, anyway. So, to just spend a moment or two on politics. I'm sort of chuckling at this, although my sympathies more lie with the people who believe in this philosophy. I'm not holding at all with the people running the Republican Party, because they're a bunch of thugs. But they're so worried that Trump could be the presidential nominee. I mean, this is really big.
People are talking about him getting knocked off.
Yeah.
Like, people are saying that the Democrats and Republicans are so afraid of him that he could get killed.
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous.
Well, look what happened to Kennedy. So, anyway, the strategists for the Republican Party are worried that if he gets the nomination, it'll lead to a wipeout in November, and they'll lose the House and the Senate and everything.
Hmm. I don't know about that.
What Trump's saying is what people are concerned about.
People, I mean, he's got 42. And this is what gets me about people that are naysaying Trump.
Yes.
Unless these polls are totally ridiculous. And you know what? Maybe they could be. Who knows? But there's so many of them, it's hard to say that there wouldn't be one that would show a difference.
Hmm.
In one poll, he's got 42% support in a field that has like 14 candidates in it still.
Right.
That's a lot of support.
You're shaking things up. We need to be shaking up the country.
And, you know, we were just talking about it. We were talking about it off air, Dougie.
Right.
Trump is, he's not the most presidential. He's brash. He says things that are offensive. Look, there's stuff that
Which
he
makes
says
him come
I can't.
Off as stupid.
Well, there's stuff that I can't defend. But at the same time, I would rather have someone where that's his biggest piece of baggage is his mouth. I mean, there are liars and cheats and criminals running for the office right now.
Yep.
What would you rather have? Someone who just has diarrhea of the mouth sometimes, or a person who should be sitting in a jail cell? I mean, you have to kind of compare.
Talking about Hillary, then.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Hillary in a jail cell. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 43 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment. We have lots of things going on in the world of health to talk about that will affect you and your lives. That's next year on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This holiday season, how about a gift for our environment? By taking steps to reduce waste, we can lighten our environmental footprint. Here's Allison Wilson with Plastics Make It Possible with more.
We tend to generate quite a bit more waste over the holidays, but there are a couple of easy things we can do to cut back on food waste and packaging waste.
Unfortunately, a lot of food is wasted over the holidays, and spoiled food often ends up in landfills. So take good care of your leftovers this holiday season and help reduce food waste by storing food in airtight, resealable plastic bags and containers that help keep air and moisture away from perishable food. And make sure you recycle everything you can. More and more communities are now collecting everyday plastic packaging, from yogurt cups to bottles and caps. Plus, you can recycle plastic bags and plastic wraps, such as the wraps around cases of water bottles. Simply drop them in the storefront recycling bin at participating grocery and retail stores. Think of it as giving a little gift to our environment. For more information on plastics and recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com. Happy holidays!
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yay, Sam. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Wow, it doesn't sound like that's a theme for Dr. Ronald Hoffman, but that's because...
I'm the doctor of TV.
Yes, you are. Ron is indisposed. How's that? That's a good way of putting it, right? 46
past. I think it sounds like he's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
No, he's fine. Okay, so Jennifer will do her usual thing here. It's the television report, and the first story involves a movie star. I don't think Stallone has ever done any television at all. Has he ever done a television show? Ever been on a TV show?
Ken?
I don't know. I defer to TV Dr. Ken.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember is I believe he appeared on an episode of The Muppet Show back in the early 80s.
All right.
That might be about
Yo.
It.
Yo,
Kermit.
Yeah.
Well, we can change all that for Sylvester Stallone as a famous radio. There used to be. Okay, sidetrack story. There used to be on KIEV, which is 870 AM, there used to be a guy who would buy radio time, and he was the Hollywood reporter, and his name was Bud. And Bud would do reports from all of these stars, but he always mispronounced their names. And so he'd be out there, "This is Bud, reporting on Sylvester Stallone."
Sylvester Stallone. Did you on purpose, or he just was clueless?
He was just clueless.
Yeah.
Which made it that much better.
I don't remember him. I was on KIEV for what, 3 or 4 years, I think.
Movie
guy says John Travolta.
Travolta, but at least that's close. It's an accent.
All right, so anyway, Fox is going to put a Rambo TV series on. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, Fox is doing a one-hour drama series based on the film franchise Rambo, and it'll be executive produced by Sylvester Stallone himself. How about
Plenty
that?
Plenty of blood in that one.
He's got a good career going at age 60-whatever, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of had a resurgence, right?
He is. He and Arnold Schwarzenegger and I are the same age.
You've got to keep reinventing yourself, and I think that's a great lesson from all three of you, actually.
Thank you.
All right. Remember the way, way back when Survivor first debuted, and probably this is the only time we can actually remember a winner of the Survivor franchise?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Hatch.
No.
She on Survivor?
Yeah, she was.
Hasselbeck was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Really?
I think that season, actually.
Yeah,
that was the season everybody sort of paid attention to that show. Well, the very first winner of the show, Survivor, was Richard Hatch.
Mm.
Remember, he went to prison for not paying taxes. Well, now, apparently, he's gained some weight, and he wants to take on another reality show challenge. He's joined the cast of The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. He should win that one, no matter what happened, how much he loses.
Why didn't he go back on Survivor? That's how he lost the weight originally.
He's 54 years old, 314 pounds.
Good God.
So he said that he doesn't have a specific weight goal in mind for the show, but he wants to improve his overall health, blood pressure, and cholesterol. So, good for him. All right, Yolanda and David Foster, these are contestants.
Not talking about housewives, are you?
Yeah, the real housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Hey, David Foster's a big deal. He's a music producer. They've decided to call it quits on their marriage after 9 years together.
It's disrespectful to say, who cares? You said that to me. Come on, let's do the story about the Discovery Channel's Racing Extinction. I think that's going to be cool. Richie, don't you want to see that show?
What is this?
Racing Extinction. It's a documentary.
Go ahead. Back to you.
It has to do with biodiversity and all of the vanishing species So the Discovery Channel is going to criticize all of us for not being more sensitive about the things that are being discussed at the climate thing. But they made a series out of this.
And this is a little political because
9 o'clock on Wednesdays.
The creator of the show says that the intention is making a film not just to create awareness, but to create a campaign and
a
movement.
Yeah, it's an advocacy piece. Yes. I think you see a lot of that on Discovery, frankly.
Hey, CMT, Country Music Television, is honoring Nashville in their Artists of the Year special. The TV show Nashville has become quite a place for these up-and-coming stars. I mean, they're getting played on country radio from the TV show. So CMT is paying tribute to them in their Artists of the Year special.
That's Laramie TV from Cox Communication. They're going to roll our new online TV series. Everybody's getting into the act of producing these TV shows. Amazing.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour, it's Pet Show Time with Warren Eckstein, the pet talker of the year, of the decade, of the century, of the millennia, and the history of the planet Earth. No one has known more about pets than Warren Eckstein, so we have him here on this program because we need as much information and credibility as we can get. So that's why you're here, Warren, in case you didn't know that after all these years. I think you've been with me, what, 14, 15 years?
Yeah, maybe I think I started when I was 11.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Okay. Back in the good old days. So, that was when Warren had his own hair. I think that was what wasn't that back in those days?
Yeah, he still has his own hair just for you now.
All right, let's get to the bottom line. There are a lot of things we post in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com that come from you, ideas and stories and things. The story of this 16-year-old collie whose owner said he didn't have any time for the dog anymore, so he sort of turned him in, like trading in a car. How do people do that? Kenny, I think, has the same story, although your dog wasn't that old that you adopted, right, Kenny?
Well, he was 11.
11.
But it was the same kind of thing. The people decided he was going to be an outside dog, and he didn't want to be an outside dog.
Mm-hmm.
So they dropped them off at their shelter.
That was the end of that.
Yeah.
So what do we do about this? If you notice...
It happens all the time, though. How do you think all those dogs get at the shelter? I
mean, well, it comes from different reasons, but sometimes it is.
Here's the scenario, guys, that people don't understand. You know, I've been at shelters broadcasting and talking and rescuing animals when these people actually brought these dogs in. Let me give you an example. I was at the Ventura County Animal Shelter in California when someone brought in a 16-year-old basset hound. They've had the dog since it was a puppy. They brought it in, and they turned it in, saying that they just didn't have time for it anymore. They didn't want to be bothered. As they walked away, Doug, as they walked away, the tears started rolling down my eyes because the dog was looking at them as if to say, what did I do? Why am I here? Why after all these years?
Yep. Yeah, those people are... that's sort of when we went to New York to get the
they ought to be put
the
in
dog
shelter.
That Meredith has now. You look at some of those dogs, and I'd never been to one of those shelters before, but it certainly impacts. I mean, we have a couple of them around here in Massachusetts, but they aren't like those dramatic places in cities like New York where there's so many of these dogs that have just been abused dogs with their ears cut off, I mean, all scarred up and chopped up and chewed up. My God.
And it's the older dogs, Doug. It's the older dogs. It's the abused dogs. And black dogs. There's something actually called black dog syndrome.
Really?
Where it's much more difficult to find homes for black dogs than other dogs as
black
well.
Black dogs matter.
You should, I should give you the name
all
of
dogs matter.
My friend Meredith, who has on her Facebook page, every day she posts, Richie, you always are talking about that, all these things that regard dogs, animal cruelty, the stuff that goes on. The latest cause is dealing with dogs this time of year have to stay outside, and the attempt to make it illegal in states where it's cold to allow dogs to stay outside. I don't know that I want to. I'm not a great believer in laws, but if people are this stupid that they leave, or this cruel, that's really what it is. It's cruelty. Why'd you leave a beautiful dog outside freezing in the snow or frozen rain? I mean, the pictures of some of these dogs on that she reposts on her Facebook page are incredible. And so what do we do at this time of year? Is this something that's common?
It is. Yeah, and it's something that has to be done. You know, I don't want to talk too much about it. I was a peace officer for the state of New York for many years for animal abuse, and I remember going to a case where a beagle puppy actually chewed off his paw because it was frozen into the ground, and we rescued the dog and he was safe. But the bottom line is, if it's too cold outside for you, it's too cold outside for your dog. Give it a safe place. And please, if you do have a doghouse, don't use the Snoopy type doghouse. Never put the opening in the middle. Always put it off to the side to prevent the elements from blowing into the house.
Here's the story of a doctor this week who was diagnosed with HIV. He saved his life using his dog, or his dog, a Yorkshire Terrier, inspired him to leave his apartment to talk to strangers and to co-found an exhibit that features HIV-positive people and their dogs. Dogs can smell cancer. And other diseases, can they not?
Oh, absolutely. That was my specialty in the service, is teaching dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs. And their sense of smell is 200,000 times better than ours. And they could differentiate odors. So years ago, I actually had a client who had a dog that would only chew the right shoes. No left shoes, only the right shoes. At first, I thought it was funny. But I advised her to go get checked by the doctor. Turned out she had cancer in the foot of the right foot where the dog was chewing. So
really?
It's amazing what we're learning from them, Doug.
Man, that is amazing. Oof. I've never heard a story like that. I've heard them, you know, they can detect it. I don't know that I knew how it was pointed out. That's an amazing.
Who gets cancer of the foot? I've never heard of that.
You never heard of cancer of the foot?
No.
The Mr. Sensitive over here.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
All right, Warren Eckstein is Mr. Sensitive. Check out his petshow.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.